really depreciated it. We don't usually depreciate down to 50%.
In other words, it would be double that more, or not double, but yeah.
So you have Brick House Hotel on this list on Shepherd the Hills at 50%.
Right, because we're trying to work with these people and, you know, fairly assess for what we can do.
Let's call up. Hey, this is David Akers of the Taney County Board of Equalization. We've had several cases this morning, so we're calling you a little later. But we've been looking at this and looking at, I think, what you provided here and trying to figure something out. Really, what we're kind of at is that what we've got you at, this 444, is in line with what we've been doing for everybody else. I think back in COVID days, we dropped you down and we never raised you back up. And we just kind of kept you at that rate. But even if you do just kind of a quick and dirty income approach and give you a price per room, you're still coming out. I mean, you've got a pretty good, they've given you a 50% reduction in depreciation on this property as well. I don't know how we're going to get down much farther on this. That's my concern.
Well, maybe I'm not. Did they give me 50%?
They took 50% depreciation. Now, that would mean that to build that hotel now would be up in the 800,000 range, and that's really not, you know, the cost approach for what you guys are dealing with, and the motel business is probably not what we need to be using. So across the board, we've been kind of trying to give a discount based on an income approach, you know, assuming that your occupancy is down quite a bit in the last 5 years as well, with nightly rental and everything else. So, but I don't know that we can get much lower than that unless Jesse has another opinion.
Tell me real quick, what is the, it was four something, right? Is what you
$444,610 is the value, that's the appraised value on the property right now, which is, I mean, I know you bought it several years ago, back when you're probably doing a booming business back then. But now I understand the business model has changed, but that's, you know, we're tasked with trying to come up with a market value, of course. And we're putting you, I mean, you're in line with what we've been doing with other people, is what I'm trying to say to you. And I think, go ahead.
I think my question there, it's not like it's not like a empty land, you know, that is buildable or whatever. As far as, like, you know, what I have, just 1 acre, is mostly parking and whatever, you know.
Sure.
So basically, the hotel, as far as I know, hotel business is done. They always sold it by the unit, you know?
Right.
How many units divided by the price and blah, blah. Okay. I don't think we have enough to argue as far as you guys know business is down there. I mean, there's basically no business at this point. I don't even know what's going on today, this year. I don't know. But
the only good news for motels right now, I think, is that because this Airbnb is so prevalent now, that there's so much competition that the prices are getting back down where, I don't know, there's a lot of competition. I don't know if that's good or bad for you guys, but.
Yeah, for us, the only thing good for us is maybe somebody to come and book us and building something new, you know, because those old properties are old and you know, we was family run and tried to hold on somehow, and fighting this for many years. Either way, that the one I tried to put there is because it's like the one next door, the first one in the line, you know, the 650, the 70 rooms hotel, and you see by the paper number, the page number 3, there are flights for key, $9,285.71. Then there's another one, Branca Plaza, down the street, that's like over there by the Mexican restaurant across the street. A little bit bigger, I don't even know. Everything for now.
Menu,
33 units. The another one, Garden Country, that's the, you know, theater or whatever, that's on the north side of me. They asking $1.3 million. That's like a 3 or 4 acre or something. This property. Then I see the another one is Caprice Motor Inn. Same thing, or very close, 9,983 units. You know, those are comparable to me as far as, you know, the type of building or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Then another one, another one I have there,
price per room.
You see my property is where the another two on the Beacon one, around me. I don't know his family next door, so his net value for the theater, those whatever 3-4 acre, so the says total $217,720. Now mine can be more or whatnot. Then behind me, and that's part of where you go to the theater, they have a 21.9 acre. They put this now $572,000. These are all sales. These are not like, you know, me getting the price or whatever. All these properties for sale, minimum 1 year. The hotel next to me, oh my God, years. They ask in 650, nobody want to buy. You know, the Caprice years, six, whatever that was, nobody want to buy. The Plaza, nobody want to buy. Like I said, now the land, 21.92 acre, for this on sale right now. White Tail property have listing, $572,900. So how I'm going to sell the 1 acre with old junk building to, I don't know, half a million or whatever, even though it says 400-some thousand, we're going to give it to them when they can buy 21 acres for the same price.
They can buy 21 acres for the same price.
Okay. It's crazy.
Are you
crazy? But this is what is coming to mind. I can't believe
what's
it.
Your thought?
This time, the last thing, they told the annual taxes $1,000.
Well, but if you put that at 13, then it is going to drop it. Okay.
How?
All right. You have a calculation there. Okay. We're talking here. We're gonna.
Especially after looking at his evidence and looking at what they're actually selling properties, and they're not selling on the market for $992 a room.
Yeah. No, I appreciate you going through that. I mean, it's enlightening. We're trying to come to a more reasonable.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know, for me, it's a terrible.
How many rooms?
He just has 28.
That's what I thought.
And this is why I'm just taking the one next door. If they haven't listed for that, I'm still not sold it for years. But so they're giving up for 90, whatever, 92, 85. You know, if you times that by my 28 units, you're looking at $259,999. So
okay.
$250.
Dan, I'm looking at it.
This is another board member.
And I think we could take it to $13,000 a room, which would take it to $364,000, which would be in line with where you were in 2020, in 2019. So I think with the comps you brought, that makes sense. So I would make a motion if that sounds good to you.
That I mean, it's not quite what you had proposed, Dan. Obviously, it's kind of a split in the middle there, but we're trying to make it consistent with what we've been doing for other people as well, and look and considering the evidence that you provided. But that would still drop you down about $80,000 in value, in appraised value.
I apologize, I didn't write it down. $13,000 and how much?
We were using a $13,000 a room. Just about $13,000 a room, which is consistent with what we've been doing with some other properties, which would bring you down to $364,000 is what the basis of his motion would be. Before he makes a motion, do you have any other comment that you'd like to make on this?
I mean, of course, I would ask that we go as low as possible. If we can go another $1,000 or two, or I feel that another one is, the listings are 9,200 and not sold it. And mine is nothing better than the next door neighbor, than the guy across the street.
I would want to see the financials to do it. Maybe 10,000 approach if he was going to go that low.
10,000 to 280.
McDonald's, I think.
Just saying. I mean, that's your call. I think with the evidence that we have in front of us, I think that's the motion he's going to make right now.
Yeah.
But if you wanted to provide more financials or something like that on the business, we can certainly consider it. I'm not trying to cut you off.
If you look at my financials, you'd be crying tonight. I'll be honest with you, I have other business that carries that business because I know you guys are interested in the story. That was my father's dream. We came in the early 90s, overpaying, and with no problems, they passed away. I'm still not trying to hold on to it for my daughter, but I'm paid for another business. That thing lose maybe $80,000, $100,000 every year.
Unfortunately, we've had this conversation with a lot of motel owners right now because of what's happening, but we can't really interfere or do anything about your business model and what's happening to your market, but we've just got to try to get to a figure that we think is a fair market value. I understand your argument that you don't even think you can get this, but right now that's what we've been doing, to be consistent with other people, and I think that that's what the motion's going to be for right now.
Okay. So next year they look in this stuff again, or how are we going to do it?
Assessment year is every 2 years. So
every 2 years.
Okay. I mean, if something changes on the property, they can come out this next year and reassess. I mean, if something happens on the property, then they can reassess it, but typically the reassessment is only 2 years. Like if somebody adds a building onto a property or there's a fire loss or whatever the case may be, then they may come out and reassess on a property in a non-assessment year, but they do this every 2 years. All right, with respect to
BOE 26, I'll make a motion to move the appraised value to $364,000.
Reduce the appraised value to $364,000. Yes. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. You'll get a decision within a couple of days. It'll have instructions to go to the State Tax Commission if you feel that you want to do so. But we do appreciate you owning in Taney County and hang in there. We've talked to a lot of business owners, and I hope it goes okay with you. All right. Take care.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah. All right. Let's go to BOE. And we got Grand Plaza Hotel. hotel.